Did you ever see anyone receiving experimental therapy that actually was cured?
Never, ever. And I'm not talking about a couple of years. My entire career, I've never seen anyone get an experimental drug. What they do, when we do experimental drugs, Gary, we're giving people, writing up all the side effects and the effect it has on the body.
Oh, sorry, Luann, we're out of connection here. Let's go over and say hello to Pat Duncanson. Hi, Pat.
I am so pleased to know that you're putting this Preventing and Reversing Cancer Naturally DVD on sale for half price to raise money for the station. I worked with an oncologist for a number of years as a nutritionist, and that was prior to my work with the Metropolitan Medical Healthcare Group and you, Gary. And I witnessed myself, the oncologist himself had a problem with some of the things that he was compelled to use. But with the nutrition that I was giving as a support to the people, it was very helpful, and he saw that. His eyes were opened. One of the things I'd like to say about this DVD is that the doctors are all board certified, just as the oncologist that I work with. And you have Dr. Feldman on this video. You have Dr. Kelman. You have Dr. Calipe and Dr. Schachter, and Dr. Gonzalez. Now, Dr. Gonzalez was a Sloan Kettering-trained oncologist, and he was part of the establishment, and he was very well practiced in his medical research methods, and he has the credentials. Yet, what they discuss is that there are more credible ways of dealing with cancer, and they discuss the systematic approach that should be used in dealing with the disease, such as looking at the estrogen-related cancers, the heavy metal toxicity from silver amalgam fillings, et cetera, the dietary issues, the lifestyles of people, and even the effects of stress on the body. And when you look at this, one of the things that they go into is the use of sugar. And sugar is in almost every food that's produced by the commercial food industry. And it's a food supply for the disease. It's a food supply for cancer. And when you drink one soda, just be aware that there are 12 teaspoons of sugar in one can of soda. You would never think of sitting at your kitchen table and taking a sugar bowl and dishing a teaspoon of sugar 12 times into your mouth. And don't think of sugar as, you know, just it's not harmless. It's not harmful. It's just that I want to watch my weight. No, it's more serious than watching your weight. And the information that you'll find on this video shows you the dangers of feeding cancer with some of these diseases, with some of these foods that we eat that cause disease. Not just sugar, but some of the chemicals that are put in the foods to serve as coloring, to serve as preservatives, even to make the foods look better on the shelf, and even to get the taste, their taste enhancers that allow you to be hooked on these foods and keep coming back. And the other thing is that we have people that we've worked with, Gary, who can benefit from this. Even people with a perfect diet can still benefit from this DVD. First of all, you have a lot of relatives and friends who don't know the things that you know. You can have them into your home, and you can show this DVD, and that really would draw a crowd. Once people understand that there are some alternatives to some of the poisonings and burnings and the kinds of ways that cancer is being dealt with right now, it will give them more more equipment, more information to be able to ask doctors certain questions. You know, there are people that when they come in to me, I tell them, go back to your doctor and ask these questions, because these questions won't be dealt with unless you bring them up. The problem is that people are not even given the tools that they need to ask those questions. Now, this DVD will give you what you need to ask the questions, whether it's a conventional doctor or whether it's a holistic approach that's being used. And just the fact that you're able to learn more about these doctors that I've named personally through the DVDs, you can find out what their thinking is and find out about their work in the field. But the bottom line is that these are board-certified physicians that are very well recognized in their field, and I refer people to them, and we have a very good success rate with what we're doing here, Gary.
How many of the people that you counsel, and by the way, Pat Duncanson does not charge ever for counseling people, because I pay her a salary so that she can counsel people who do not have money, and that's the agreement we have. I have a lot of people I cannot get to. I try to get to terminally ill people. That's who I spend my time with, because if there's a choice of counseling someone who's got days to live and someone who has congestion in their sinuses that's not terminal, I can't see everyone. There's just too many people. So, because in an average week, I might get 20,000 emails. So Pat handles counseling with people. She has a consultation in person, not over the phone, and it's really definitive. But how many people that you counsel have you had watch the films and then apply the principles that's helped them?
Yes, Gary. They come in and they sit down and watch the film and they take notes. They come back, they ask questions. They come in and they get what they need in terms of supplements. It's amazing how within weeks people can see a difference in their energy level, even in what the doctors are saying about their blood work, because most of them who can't afford otherwise are still dealing with people and insurance companies that they can only go to certain doctors. But when they go back to these doctors, the doctors do the blood work and the doctors themselves can see a difference. And most of them are telling the patient, just continue to do what you're doing because the blood work looks better. But they are not they're not asking questions of the patient to find out, well, what are you doing? Maybe I could do this with other people. They're not doing that. But they are allowing them to continue with the dietary planning and the protocols that we're giving them, and they're seeing good success.
Good. That's Pat Duncanson. She has a master's degree. She's a clinical nutritionist, and she helps people, and she does so for free. If you want to reach Pat, you can call her at 212-874-4000, 212-874-4000. Pat, we also have several other qualified dietitians, nutritionists, master's degrees, who also I've hired. What are tell them their names, and also people could speak with them too.
Yes, you can speak with Melissa. I'm not in on the weekends, but Melissa is, and Melissa's also here evenings as well. And so you can call and ask for me if it's during the week, or you can ask for Melissa if it's evenings and weekends.
And then we have the gentleman on several days a week also.
Yes, that's Larry. Larry is here on Mondays, and you can ask for Larry.
Larry's phenomenally capable. He's really very patient with people. He's a very good people person.
Extremely patient. Mm-hmm. And, Gary, I would just recommend that between the expense that you've gone to provide this information to people, as well as the DVDs that you're donating to the station, that people should take advantage of this at half price and put this in their homes as part of their libraries and invite people in weekends just to have a few hours of education, because this is a matter of life and death. This war against cancer has been going on since Richard Nixon in the 1970s, and that war has been lost a long time ago, but we're still throwing billions of dollars into research. Every spring there's another drive for some cancer cause, and we are losing. Why are we still throwing money after that? This is such a reasonable way of dealing with cancer, just by taking care of your own body. And this video on reversing cancer naturally, preventing and reversing cancer naturally, is the best way to go, and it's the best investment you could ever make in the life of yourself as well as your loved one.
Pat Duncanson, thank you very much. Pat has worked with how many people since I hired you, Pat?
Gary, I'm going to have to go back because you've asked me that before, but it's thousands of people because I've been with you a number of years now, and I've had all of these people, most of them, come back and talk to you and even go on the air and talk about where they were before the protocols and where they are now. And some of them come in and they get very emotional. They cry. Some of them hug and kiss me because they have their life back. And, Gary, I have to tell you, this is the most rewarding part of the work, seeing these people come back and say thank you.
I would agree with that. Pat Duncanson, thank you very much. Pat, again, all my staff that I hired them under the provision, A, that they're qualified, they have a background in registered dietitians, they're clinical nutritionists, they come from great schools, NYU and Columbia, and that they work for free. They get paid a very nice salary, but they treat everyone for free. There is no cost. There's nothing to buy. They'll give you information, whatever you need. They take their time. They don't rush anything. You'll see them as many times you need to, because I just couldn't handle the tens of thousands of people that want help from me, and I can't help everybody. As you see, I'm out on the road. I'm filming. Even on the road, I have a hands-free phone, and I'll call people and counsel them at night. And sometimes people, like last night, I was calling someone 3:30 in the morning. It's 3:30 in the morning. That's right, and that's what time I have for you right now. Okay, well, let me wake up for a moment. And that's how it is. But at least this way, there are people that they can get to see in person. I wish that I could hire 1,000 people. I can't. I have limited resources, but at least to the degree we can make a difference in helping those who need help, that's what it is. And her number again is, for all of them, is 212-874-4000. Now, Michael G., let's give the number out for the last go around here. I want to give some health and nutrition information. Great. I have another commentary. Mm-hmm. So let's get those phones lit up. How many phones are lit right now?
Gary, there are 13 phones that are ringing right now, and it has been for the last 30 minutes, nonstop, at least 13 calls. Those folks back there haven't gotten a break. 13 calls are coming in right now for the cancer DVDs that you've been talking about all afternoon, Reversing and Preventing Cancer Naturally by Gary Null, $75. It's a two-DVD set, $75. It's tax deductible, and it goes to support radio station WBAI. We're at 99.5 FM, and join us online at WBAI.org. Gary Null, The Gary Null Show with Gary Null, 212-209-2950. You hear those phones ringing. Those are people, those are your neighbors, people just like you. What do you have to lose? It's just $75. It's really not, it's half what it was offered, as you heard Gary say.
It was,
on
it was
PBS.
Half. It's 4.5 hours.
That's right.
4.5 hours. So we're given a lot. And by the way, I have an independent group of scientists and physicians that review all my work. Mm. I have scholars and residents that review the accuracy of claims. And that's how my programs are able to get on PBS stations and go up on the PBS satellite. They don't allow anything up there that you can't prove. They're the guardians of the gates of orthodoxy. So these have been properly vetted. They're accurate. And they're revolutionary. Because a curcumin, the things that can block all the different cancers, and this is current. This is brand new. This is state of the art. So give a call now. Because you should have this. In fact, we have people in the audience who've taken, for example, autism. And they have autism nights where they have parents who have autism come watch the film and they dialogue on it. Because I show different therapies from different people about how to reverse autism, get a child normal. And so they have a chance to see stuff that they never knew existed. And then they turn around and they, just today I gave out 300 copies of my autism video to one activist to give to people out in California. And another person called me today and said that they had spoken with the governor and had arranged a meeting for me to meet with the governor to talk about a different approach to autism. So that's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. I mean, this is what happens when you get documentaries that are credible, that can withstand the scrutiny of orthodoxy, and that offer truth to power. So that's our message. Let's get people healthy. Let's help people prevent cancer. Let's give them something. And by the way, it looks really good, too. This is shot in high def. And all my films are shot in high def. In studio, we use four cameras and a jib. And that's a roving camera. And it's a big deal. And at the end of it, because I want something to be interesting on the eyes, so you don't have to think, oh, wow, this is just some talking heads. No, it's not talking heads. I bring in a special animation editor, and that's all they do is create animation. I take it inside the body, inside the blood, inside the cell, how a cell becomes cancerous, what in your diet causes that to become cancerous, what's the effect of radiation and chemotherapy. And look, where radiation and chemotherapy work, I give it credit. I believe in freedom of choice, but I believe in freedom of information about the choice. You got to have the right information if you're able to make the right choice. So, Michael G., what are we at?
We're at 14 calls right now. We just have one open line. Please be patient. We'll get to you. 212-209-2950 for preventing and reversing and preventing cancer naturally for $75. It's tax deductible. Make your calls now. 212-209-2950. I give it back to you, Gary.
Okay, we're going to get one more full calls, and then I'm going to take some time and share the latest on health and information. How long does it take to take a call there?
It takes about two and a half minutes, or realistically 2.5 to 3 minutes. It's not that long. Okay, people take down some basic information.
Let's even say 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's be very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes, and let's say we got 15 lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's say we got 15 lines lit for 28 minutes. All right. So that gives us a roll of 7, and that would be 105, and that's half our goal.
That's
okay. So that's half right. What we're shooting for. That means in the next 15 minutes, we could come very close to making our goal. And by the way, the station as a whole is 31% above the best drive it's had in 7 years. How about that?
Mm.
So we're 30% ahead of any drive in the last 7 years. Spring, winter, fall, we're ahead of it. That's not an accident.
Mm-mm.
That's just not one of those things, No, it's cause and effect.
Mm.
So we're happy to be a part of that. We're happy to be a part of the BAI family, all the different shows contributing
Yes. And
doing a good job. Wake-up mm-hmm. call this morning, raised $5,500. That's a terrific amount of money to raise in the morning because it's a challenging time. And later Hugh Hamilton and will be in, and he's always capable of helping out. So we have a lot of people who are all working together, and the volunteers. Thank you very much, volunteers, for being there. How many calls we got in?
We have 14. We need one more call, and then we'll have a full board. And as I said, Gary, these calls have been coming in like this for the past 40 minutes now, nonstop. 13, 14 calls at 212-209-2950.
Okay, tell me when we hit 15 there.
Okay, so just a couple of more of you would make that call now. I know you've been listening to Gary for the past hour, for the past almost 2 hours now, and you've been deciding you're going to wait till the very last moments. Well, this is it. We're coming to the end of the program this afternoon. Make your calls now to WBAI for the Gary Knowles Show, for this premium that we're offering this afternoon, that Gary is offering this afternoon, 212-209-2950, the Cancer DVDs, reversing and preventing cancer naturally, $75, talking about filmmaking, some of the finest filmmaking that you will see on all of Gary's work. It's absolutely at the top of the game, and it's been that way for many, many years, and it just keeps getting better and better, and it's an award-winning films and presentations every time out. 212-209-2950. And again, yes, we must thank the volunteers for their efforts and for sticking with us, because they have been busy this afternoon, and they're busy most afternoons here during these fundraising drives when Gary is on the Gary Knowles Show with Gary Knowles. 212-209-2950, offering you alternatives and offering you solutions and giving you the tools that you need to take care of yourself. 212-209-2950. Gary, we are one call shy of that 15th call, for the Gary Knowles Show this afternoon. One call shy. So won't you make that call out in New Jersey? Won't you make that call out on the island? Won't you make that call in Connecticut? We know we have a lot of listeners listening to us in Connecticut, 212-209-2950 for the Gary Knowles Show with Gary Knowles, the Cancer DVDs, Reversing and Preventing Cancer Naturally. 4.5 hours, $75. Gary, we've gotten that 15th call. It just came in. We have 15 calls now. 15 lines are available right now for the Gary Knowles Show. 212-209-2950.
Okay, I just did a little bit of math, and based upon that, we've had about 185 calls. We're halfway to the goal I want to set, mm-hmm. which is $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we can do that, especially since we're really doing it just in 1 hour. And that would be terrific. And so just keep calling nonstop. Let's go now to some health and news information. And first off, on health and nutrition, you've heard about omega-3 fatty acids, generally from fish oil. Well, how about krill oil? K-R-I-L-L. What does it do? It sure does help you, according to the peer-reviewed journal Nutrition and Metabolism, with metabolic disorder. So the omega-3 rich krill oil can combat metabolic disorder, including elevated blood fats, which end up causing you to have heart and liver problems, especially if you're overweight. So krill oil, very good for you. And if you're diabetic, if you have high cholesterol, if you're overweight, once a day. Also, a new study from Spain, published in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, shows that the polyphenol-rich coca, C-O-C-O-A powder, that's what they start with making chocolate from, and by the way, the best way of using it is using it raw. I put a tablespoon every morning in a health drink, and that floods the body with protective antioxidants. But now they found the actual polyphenol-rich nutrients, and they're showing that that can help you reduce oxidative stress. And that reduces cancer, damage to your DNA, your proteins. It makes all the difference in the world. Quote from the study, research for and validating ingredients with in vivo antioxidant effects is one of the key steps in developing this kind of food. And so organic coca powder, good for you, helps prevent disease, and should be taking it. And this is not just the only study. There's a separate study that was from the American Chemical Society, and as reported in Science Daily, it says, quote, in time for the chocolate-giving, chocolate-noshing fest of Valentine's Day, scientists are reporting how this chocolate boosts the body's production of high-density lipoprotein and the good cholesterol that protects you against heart disease. And it says, quote, Dr. Nassim and colleagues note that this study shows that coca, the main ingredient in chocolate, appears to reduce the risk of heart disease by boosting the good high-density lipoprotein. So, two studies showing why organic, and I prefer raw, coca can make a difference. Next up, tart cherries, those are called Montmorency cherries, could help speed muscle recovery. Now, this is in the American College of Sports Medicine, Journal Medicine and Science and Sports and Exercise, and it says, quote, tart cherries could help athletes reduce muscle damage to recover faster from a tough workout. Well, that's good. So I would suggest drinking 4 ounces of tart cherry juice. You could throw it in another juice, this little tart. Also, quote, adults may not be spreading whooping cough. This is a major study in the peer-reviewed journal Science, and it says children largely spread whooping cough among themselves. So blanket vaccination campaigns targeting teens and adults may be a waste of time. And this is the latest research on this. So they've been doing a whole lot of unnecessary vaccines. And how about this, Michael G.? This is, quote, shocking cancer industry duplicity exposed from within. Quote, the cancer industry suppresses the overwhelming empirical and laboratory evidence of alternative natural cancer cures. And there are several MDs and mainstream scientists aware of the cancer industry's failure to win the war on cancer, especially by using chemotherapy. But their voices are muzzled. Yet the common public perception is that alternative natural cures are quackery, and only big pharma shills and the AMA administrators are a poison can help if you have cancer. There appears to be a combination of factors involved with this effort, especially greed and willful ignorance, the greed factor. Quote, Alan Nixon, Ph.D., past president of the American Chemical Society, wrote, it is incomprehensible to me that physicians can ignore the clear evidence that chemotherapy does much, much more harm than good, unquote. Let me repeat that. That's Dr. Alan Nixon, past president of the American Chemical Society. Quote, it is incomprehensible to me that physicians can ignore the clear evidence that chemotherapy does much, much, much more harm than good. Former NYU professor of surgery, Dr. Thomas Nealon, publicly expressed amazement at chemotherapy's continued use despite, quote, the evidence that it does so little good. In an LA Times article some years ago, Dr. Martin Shapiro expressed a similar concern. Both doctors agree there are economic incentives for continuing therapies that cause more harm than good. Big pharma's sociopathic greed is obvious to most of the people who listen to this radio program, but here's something not as obvious. Oncologists, cancer doctors, administer chemo in their offices and charge retail for the chemo drugs they bought wholesale. Yes, they're profiting from expensive chemo drug sales in addition to their service fees. Other MDs prescribe drugs, they don't sell them. Quote, polls and questionnaires show that 3 doctors out of 4 at 75% would refuse any chemotherapy benefits of its ineffectiveness against the disease and its devastating effects on the entire human organism, unquote. That is Dr. Tullio Simoncia, the Rome-based oncologist who uses bicarbonate of soda instead of chemotherapy. It's very hard to admit the way one has been trained is mostly false after investing years and thousands of dollars to become a certified MD. It's easy to continue administering toxic drugs even as patients drop dead as long as what's practiced is considered officially acceptable. And so that just came up today, so I thought I'd share that with you. Michael G., we're down to our last 5 minutes, and so that, showing the danger of chemotherapy and how ineffective it is, and yet that's the preferred treatment because it makes people money. And did you know that chemotherapists could sell a chemotherapy drug at retail when they paid wholesale?
What kind of therapy? I'm sorry, say that again, Gary.
The article said that chemotherapists can sell you a chemotherapy at retail, even though they paid wholesale, and other doctors can't do that at all.
Oh, boy. No, that doesn't
surprise me. Profiteering.
That's right.
But now we've got the alternative approach. We've got right here the natural ways of preventing and reversing cancer naturally, 4.5 hours. Our last 5-minute push, let's get all the phones lit.
Yeah, let's get all those phones lit. We have 13, and Gary, as I said, the lines have been, oh, those poor volunteers. But they came down here to the radio station to help, to answer phones, and that is what they're doing this afternoon. 13 lines available. Folks, these lines have been lit for the past 45 minutes. That's right, 45 minutes on this radio station. The last final moments of this program, the Gary Noll Show with Gary Noll, the Cancer DVDs. It's called Reversing and Preventing Cancer Naturally. It's for a pledge of $75. 4.5 hours. 4.5 hours of this DVD, of this material. And, as you know, heard Gary outlining, he had guests on talking about it. We just need you to participate right now. It's quite easy. It's quite simple. At the very outside, it'll be 4 minutes, and you will have made your contribution to this radio station. You will have supported radio station WBAI, the cancer DVDs. Just say, I want the cancer DVDs by Gary Noll for $75. Make your calls now. Use your Visa card, your MasterCard, American Express, 212-209-2950. Gary, we have 14 calls coming in right now for this program and for these premiums that you're offering to us this afternoon. And folks, you have to remember that we are offering it to you now. Gary is making it available half the price that it was offered before. So make your calls now, 212-209-2950. Gary?
We're up to the last 2 minutes of this program today. Then you have a weekend. We'll be back next week. By Wednesday of next week, I should be back in New York City. I'm driving, filming every day a major important feature film, Poverty Inc., showing you the hidden faces and voices of those who are suffering, and unfortunately they do not have the advocates or policies that are helping them out. And yet you wouldn't know that if you looked at the television and listened to the talking heads. Everything is happy days again. The Federal Reserve has bailed out all the banks multiple times. There's unlimited amounts of money in the marketplace. And then you meet reality. How about for the 270 million Americans who are not eating at that gilded banquet? Well, that's who I'm talking with. I'm bringing you their story. So that's what I'm doing. I'll be back in New York. Principal photography finished. Last call. Let's give the numbers.
All right. The last time. 212-209-2950. cancer, the cancer DVD, $75, reversing and preventing cancer naturally. $75.
This is their final time.
That's right.
Forget this.
That's right.
How many calls are on now?
Well, now we have 14 lines available.
That's at 15. Say goodbye.
The lines have been lit up for this whole entire hour. Okay. So we thank you so
much. Let's go out. Let's say goodbye at 15. Let me know when 15th is on.
All right. Now 14. We still are waiting for that 15th call to come in. That 15th call. Let us hear from you. Let's hear that phone ringing now at 212-209-2950. There it is in the background there,
okay.
That other phone call.
Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful weekend. I look forward to being back in New York and back in the studio, BAI Studio, by midweek next week with all my principal photography done on this very important film, filming it for over 2.5 years, Poverty, Inc., and it'll show you the real reasons, the truth of how we got into this mess and what we got to do to help people. Have a nice day.
The next meeting of the WBAI local station board will take place Wednesday, May 11th at 7 p.m. and you are invited to attend. It will be held on the ground floor of the Brooklyn Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue in Borough Hill, Brooklyn, between Hoyt and Bond Streets, and may include an executive session following the end of the public portion of the meeting. The nearest train station is Hoyt Skermerhorn on the A, C, and G trains. You may also enjoy the much longer walk from the Atlantic Avenue / Pacific Street subway stop, available to the NRDQ 234 and 5 trains. Once again, the May meeting of the WBAI local station board takes place Wednesday, May 11th at 7 p.m. at the Brooklyn Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue in Borough Hill, Brooklyn.
Art for Progress will have two exciting nights of visual arts, fashion, and music as Art for Progress showcases the winners of Clash of the Artists 2011, AFP's 5th Annual International Artist Competition. The events will take place on Friday, May 13th and Saturday, May 14th at a private event space in downtown Manhattan. All of the proceeds from the events will raise money for art education. Visit artforprogress.org for more information. Art for Progress is a 501c3 organization.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
يا امرأة يا ام البيت مني انا الرجل اللي بس يبنيلك فيه حيط لسجن الحريم الحيطان وما تتيسر للرواية التاريخية اللي ما تتحضر من وقت البنات من وقت ختان الشهوة لوقت وقت الرأي ولوقت ختان الشهوة فريسة لما ضعيفة ايش تحكي لحالها بعذاب 9 أشهر واحنا بنطلع نبكي رجع للسيرة بصمات ادم على الجريمة وصابع الاتهام على حواء غريبة.
And good afternoon, New York. I am Tony Bates, Interim Program Director here at WBAI. There's been some interesting news this week. We had the president in town yesterday, and as you all might know by now, he lands his helicopter right outside of our office windows when he comes to town, right here at the foot end of Wall Street, and that's probably because those are the people that he serves. I'm just kidding you, Obama fans. But he was here in order to celebrate his victory and having killed Osama bin Laden, at least according to news stories. Having heard this story, though, I have taken much note of the fact that the story has changed and changed again and continued to change. It seems to be a malleable story. When I first heard the story, Osama had resisted and had a gun in his hand, and had grabbed a woman and used her as a human shield, and he'd been put down in a beautiful American victory. When next I heard the story, I believe that we found out that the folks were unarmed, actually, that were killed that day. And the body was certainly dumped at sea, so that so that, you know, I'm not sure why the body was dumped at sea. I have questions about the body being dumped at sea. And what the point is this. When our government tells us anything, the question is, do we believe them? Can we believe the information that comes out of the White House? What about our religious institutions? Or what about the institutions that we rely on in general? How much of what we are being taught or being told is truth? How much of it is manipulation? We're going to look at that question this afternoon. We're going to look at a film that we're going to revisit some material that we used in the past and have not used for a time, because this movie covers that very kind of subject matter. It's a movie called Zeitgeist, the movie, and it's been updated from its original version with lots of new images, lots of narration. The script has changed, but it looks at the institutions that we rely on most, and it asks us to question the help, our beliefs that we hold on to so passionately. Have we been told the entire truth? We are not sure. And anytime any information comes out of the White House or from the mainstream news media, for that matter, I am suspicious of it. Certainly, everything they say can't be untrue. But when the story is this big and the story changes so very often, I simply have questions. I need to see a body. I was immediately reminded of the World Trade Centers having gone down, and the evidence, the steel girders that held the building up, being removed to China almost immediately. If you did that yourself at a crime scene, you'd be charged with a second crime. And at the scene of that crime, the government took it upon itself to move, not only to remove the evidence, but to send and sell it to other countries, not just China. There were other countries involved as well. But that's the kind of thing that gives me cause and gives me suspicion, and the reason that I believe that we must ask questions of our government. So this afternoon, we're going to take a look at this film, Zeitgeist. It's a pledge of just $55. We're going to offer it to you along with its counterparts. There are three Zeitgeist films. There's Zeitgeist the movie, Zeitgeist Addendum, and there is also Zeitgeist Moving Forward. We're going to offer all three of those to you for a pledge of $130 this afternoon. We're going to get into a little bit from the film now. I'll be joining you with Kathy Davis this afternoon. We're going to look first at religion and some of the stories that we have been taught, and we're going to see how different they may be or whether there are parallel stories to them in other cultures. The number to call, don't wait, is 212-209-2950. Here now is a clip from Zeitgeist, the movie.
This is the sun. As far back as 10,000 BC, history is abundant with carvings and writings reflecting people's respect and adoration for this object. And it is simple to understand why, as every morning the sun would rise, bringing vision, warmth, and security, saving man from the cold, blind, predator-filled darkness of night. Without it, the cultures understood, the crops would not grow, and life on the planet would not survive. These realities made the sun the most adored object of all time. Likewise, they were also very aware of the stars. The tracking of the stars allowed them to recognize and anticipate events which occurred over long periods of time, such as eclipses and full moons. They in turn cataloged celestial groups into what we know today as constellations. This is the cross of the zodiac, one of the oldest conceptual images in human history. It reflects the sun as it figuratively passes through the 12 major constellations over the course of a year. It also reflects the 12 months of the year, the four seasons, and the solstices and equinoxes. The term zodiac relates to the fact that constellations were anthropomorphized, or personified, as figures or animals. In other words, the early civilizations did not just follow the sun and stars, they personified them with elaborate myths involving their movements and relationships. The sun, with its life-giving and saving qualities, was personified as a representative of the unseen creator or God, God's sun, the light of the world, the savior of humankind. Likewise, the 12 constellations represented places of travel for God's sun, and were identified by names usually representing elements of nature that happened during that period of time. For example, Aquarius, the water bearer, who brings the spring rains. This is Horus. He is the sun god of Egypt of around 3000 BC. He is the sun, anthropomorphized, and his life is a series of allegorical myths involving the sun's movement in the sky. From the ancient hieroglyphics in Egypt, we know much about the solar messiah. For instance, Horus, being the sun or the light, had an enemy known as Set, and Set was the personification of the darkness or night. And, metaphorically speaking, every morning Horus would win the battle against Set, while in the evening Set would conquer Horus and send him into the underworld. It is important to note that dark versus light, or good versus evil, is one of the most ubiquitous mythological dualities ever known, and is still expressed on many levels to this day. Broadly speaking, the story of Horus is as follows. Horus was born on December 25th of the Virgin Isis Mary. His birth was accompanied by a star in the east, and upon his birth he was adored by three kings. At the age of 12, he was a prodigal child teacher, and at the age of 30, he was baptized by a figure known as Anup, and thus began his ministry. Horus had 12 disciples he traveled about with, performing miracles such as healing the sick and walking on water. Horus was known by many gestural names such as the Truth, the Light, God's Anointed Son, the Good Shepherd, the Lamb of God, and many others. After being betrayed by Typhon, Horus was crucified, buried for 3 days, and thus resurrected. These attributes of Horus, whether original or not, seem to permeate many cultures of the world, for many other gods are found to have the same general mythological structure. Attis of Phrygia, born of the Virgin Nana on December 25th, crucified, placed in a tomb, and after 3 days was resurrected. Krishna of India, born of the Virgin Devaki with a star in the east signaling his coming. He performed miracles with his disciples, and upon his death was resurrected. Dionysus of Greece, born of a virgin on December 25th, was a traveling teacher who performed miracles such as turning water into wine. He was referred to as the King of Kings, God's only begotten Son, the Alpha and Omega, and many others. And upon his death, he was resurrected. Mithra of Persia, born of a virgin on December 25th, he had 12 disciples and performed miracles, and upon his death was buried for 3 days and thus resurrected. He was also referred to as the Truth, the Light, and many others. Interestingly, the sacred day of worship of Mithra was Sunday. The fact of the matter is, there are numerous saviors from different periods from all over the world which subscribe to these general characteristics. The question remains, why these attributes? Why the virgin birth on December 25th? Why dead for 3 days and the inevitable resurrection? Why 12 disciples or followers? To find out, let's examine the most recent of the solar messiahs. Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary on December 25th in Bethlehem. His birth was announced by a star in the east, which three kings or magi followed to locate and adorn the new Savior. He was a child teacher at 12, and at the age of 30, he was baptized by John the Baptist, and thus began his ministry. Jesus had 12 disciples, which he traveled about with, performing miracles such as healing the sick, walking on water, raising the dead. He was also known as the King of Kings, the Son of God, the Light of the World, the Alpha and Omega, the Lamb of God, and many, many others. After being betrayed by his disciple Judas and sold for 30 pieces of silver, he was crucified, placed in a tomb, and after 3 days was resurrected and ascended into heaven. First of all, the birth sequence is completely astrological. The star in the east is Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky, which, on December 24th, aligns with the three brightest stars in Orion's belt. These three bright stars in Orion's belt are called today what they were called in ancient times, the Three Kings. And the Three Kings and the brightest star, Sirius, all point to the place of the sunrise on December 25th. This is why the Three Kings follow the star in the east, in order to locate the sunrise. The birth of the sun. The Virgin Mary is the constellation Virgo, also known as Virgo the Virgin. Virgo in Latin means virgin. Virgo is also referred to as the house of bread, and the representation of Virgo is a virgin holding a sheaf of wheat. This house of bread and its symbol of wheat represents August and September, the time of harvest. In turn, Bethlehem, in fact, literally translates to house of bread, Bethlehem is thus a reference to the constellation Virgo, a place in the sky, not on Earth. There is another very interesting phenomenon that occurs around December 25th, or the winter solstice. From the summer solstice to the winter solstice, the days become shorter and colder. And from the perspective of the northern hemisphere, the sun appears to move south and get smaller and more scarce. The shortening of the days and the expiration of the crops when approaching the winter solstice symbolize the process of death to the ancients. It was the death of the sun. And by December 22nd, the sun's demise was fully realized. For the sun, having moved south continually for 6 months, makes it to its lowest point in the sky. Here a curious thing occurs. The sun stops moving south, at least perceivably, for 3 days. And during this 3-day pause, the sun resides in the vicinity of the Southern Cross, or Crux, constellation. And after this time, on December 25th, the sun moves 1 degree, this time north, foreshadowing longer days, warmth, and spring. And thus it was said, the sun died on the cross, was dead for 3 days, only to be resurrected or born again. This is why Jesus and numerous other sun gods share the crucifixion, 3-day death, and resurrection concept. It is the sun's transition period before it shifts its direction back into the northern hemisphere, bringing spring and thus salvation. However, they did not celebrate the resurrection of the sun until the spring equinox, or Easter. This is because at the spring equinox, the sun officially overpowers the evil darkness, as daytime thereafter becomes longer in duration than the night, and the revitalizing conditions of spring emerge. Now, probably the most obvious of all the astrological symbolism around Jesus regards the 12 disciples. They are simply the 12 constellations of the zodiac, which Jesus, being the sun, travels about with. In fact, the number 12 is replete throughout the Bible. Coming back to the cross of the zodiac, the figurative life of the sun, this was not just an artistic expression or tool to track the sun's movement. It was also a pagan spiritual symbol, the shorthand of which looked like this. This is not a symbol of Christianity. It is a pagan adaptation of the cross of the zodiac. This is why Jesus in early occult art is always shown with his head on the cross, for Jesus is the Son of God, the light of the world, the risen Savior, who will come again, as it does every morning, the glory of God, who defends against the works of darkness, as he is born again every morning, and can be seen coming in the clouds, up in heaven, with his crown of thorns, or sun rays. Now, of the many astrological, astronomical metaphors in the Bible, one of the most important has to do with the ages. Throughout the scriptures, there are numerous references to the age. In order to understand this, we need to be familiar with a phenomenon known as the precession of the equinoxes. The ancient Egyptians, along with culture...
212-209-2950. That was a clip from the film Zeitgeist, the movie. Who knew that that same story, the 12 recurring, that appeared in culture after culture after culture, Kathy, or that it really appears that these, that worshippers of the sun have transferred that that worship of the constellations and the sun into... distilled into some mythology that folks have built a story around.
That's right. And what's really interesting, though, is that a lot of the story gets carried from culture to culture. So each time it moves into a different culture, the names change, you know, the story changes a little bit, and then it moves on to the next culture and the next culture. It's really interesting to realize that we may not be practicing the original truth of whatever these myths are. It's very interesting, but we have to think that we're being controlled by it. Our world is being controlled by it. Our values are being controlled by it. It's very much, it's really important that we learn that so that we can, I guess, take control of our lives back. That's really important. 212-209-2950 is the number you can call for the film Zeitgeist, and we're offering it to you for a pledge of $55. 212-209-2950. You can use your MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or electronic funds transfer if you want the big package that includes the whole series.
All three DVDs in the Zeitgeist series. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call. This film basically takes a look at three different areas of life where we have accepted the story that we've been told, and it questions those stories. This is one of the stories that it questions. The origins of our religion. Is it really around sun worship? And it's interesting to see, Kathy, that when you look at the way the sky moves and they tell the story based on that, it seems to me that there are some serious parallels here. Mm-hmm. And indeed, just asking the question absolutely makes sense. And this is what we do at WBAI. We ask the question. It's what we question the realities that people present in front of us. We are known for that, and we're glad that we have a voice to do that. But we want you to get on the line now and pledge that $55 this afternoon for Zeitgeist, the movie. We have a couple of callers on the line. We're going to get back to more of it, but we need to get about seven more people. We have a very, very low-priced premium this afternoon, mm-hmm. Kathy, and a very enlightening premium. When I saw this movie again, I'd seen it some years back, and it's been revamped completely. When I saw it again, I literally watched it 2 days in a row. I was so grabbed by it and so moved by it. They updated absolutely everything. And I encourage folks who have not seen the new version. This is the updated 2010 version. I encourage you to get a copy of this and to take a look at it. 212-209-2950. Your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa is accepted. Pledge your support to WBAI. That's what we're asking you to do. Make that phone call and let us hear those phones ring and pledge that $55, and also really enlighten yourself. Ask yourself some of the tough questions that folks, that the researchers of this film have asked. 212-209-2950. Kathy, we asked for seven more callers. We've gotten three of them. We've got to get four more people on the line.
Four more people. That's not going to be too difficult, because at the $55 level, it's easier for you to make that investment and say, I really want to explore this. I really want to see the comparison of these stories of Horus and the stories of Jesus. It's amazing, because what we're looking at is ancient Egyptian beliefs, or the beliefs of Kemet, and how those beliefs were translated into Christianity. It makes us wonder, where did Christianity really come from? What were these stories? Were they speaking of actual events, or were they just translating beliefs that predated Christianity in the world? It's an interesting question, and we're not saying one way or the other. This movie, Zeitgeist, really does give us a real look at the question. It causes us to say, maybe there's a lot more here than I was able to learn thus far in my life experience. There's a lot of questions that are being presented to us about what beliefs are, where they came from, and how it is that we were pushed into this little narrow gateway of belief. And it's a beginning point of asking the question of, maybe this is something to do with why the world is a mess. It's because we've been manipulated in our belief systems. And we're not saying that the Zeitgeist movie is right or wrong, but we're saying it's important for us to engage these questions, because we are intelligent beings. We're modern. We're looking at the world, the state that it's in. I think we need to learn the history, the real history of the world. And this gives us some insight on what that might be. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. And part one of this DVD that we've been covering so far is The Greatest Story Ever Sold. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Not told, but sold. And it questions religions being God-given stories, arguing that the Christian religion specifically is mainly derived from other religions, astronomical facts, astrological myths and traditions. And so that's something to really think about and to question, because the evidence seems to suggest that that might be the truth.
Absolutely. And the Zeitgeist movement is all about questioning, Kathy, questioning the status quo, much like we are. The first film that we've been playing clips from, you've heard that it's about questioning the status quo. The second film looks at the economy and absolutely questions it. The third film is anti-capitalist and looks at our environment, what happens to children in the womb, as well as finding solutions to some of the many problems that we have in terms of killing our environment and running our planet down. All three films are fantastic, and I'd recommend them to any of you. The pledge amount for the three, the pack is $130. Put that on your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa, but call up and do pledge your support this afternoon. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call. We're going to go back to a little bit more from the DVD Zeitgeist the Movie. Please continue to make those phone calls. 212-209-2950.
Rise on the morning of the spring equinox would occur in a different sign of the zodiac. This has to do with a slow, angular wobble that the Earth maintains as it rotates on its axis. It is called a precession because the constellations go backwards rather than through the normal yearly cycle. The amount of time it takes for the precession to go through all 12 signs is roughly 25,765 years. This is also called the Great Year. And ancient societies were very aware of this, and they referred to each 2150-year period as an age. From 4300 BC to 2150 BC, it was the age of Taurus, the bull. From 2150 BC to 1 AD, it was the age of Aries, the ram. And from 1 AD to 2150 AD, it is the age of Pisces, the age we are still in to this day. And in and around 2150, we will enter the new age, the age of Aquarius. Now, the Bible reflects, broadly speaking, a symbolic movement through three ages while foreshadowing a fourth. In the Old Testament, when Moses comes down Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, he is very upset to see his people worshiping a golden bull calf. In fact, he shattered the stone tablets and instructed his people to kill each other in order to purify themselves. Most biblical scholars will attribute this anger to the fact that the Israelites were worshiping a false idol or something to that effect. The reality is, the golden bull is Taurus the bull, and Moses represents the new age of Aries the ram. This is why Jews even today still blow the ram's horn. Moses represents the new age of Aries. And upon the new age, everyone must shed the old age. Other deities mark these transitions as well, such as Mithra, a pre-Christian god who kills the bull in the same symbology. Now Jesus is the figure who ushers in the age following Aries, the age of Pisces, or the two fish. Fish symbolism is very abundant in the New Testament. Jesus feeds 5,000 people with bread and two fish. When he begins his ministry walking along Galilee, he befriends two fishermen who follow him. And I think we have all seen the Jesus fish on the back of people's cars. Little do they know what it actually means. It is a pagan astrological symbolism for the sun's kingdom during the age of Pisces. Also, Jesus' assumed birth date is essentially the start of this age. At Luke 22:10, when Jesus is asked by his disciples where the last Passover would be, Jesus replies, "Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in." This scripture is by far one of the most revealing of all the astrological references. The man bearing the pitcher of water is Aquarius, the water bearer, who is always pictured as a man pouring out a pitcher of water. He represents the age after Pisces, and when the sun, God's son, leaves the age of Pisces, Jesus, it will go into the house of Aquarius, as Aquarius follows Pisces in the procession of the equinoxes. All Jesus is saying is that after the age of Pisces will come the age of Aquarius. Now, we have all heard about the end times and the end of the world. The cartoonish depictions in the Book of Revelation aside, a main source of this idea comes from Matthew 28:20, where Jesus says, "I will be with you even to the end of the world." However, in the King James Version, "world" is a mistranslation, among many mistranslations. The actual word being used is eon, which means age. "I will be with you even to the end of the age," which is true, as Jesus' solar Piscean personification will end when the sun enters the age of Aquarius. The entire concept of end times and the end of the world is a misinterpreted astrological allegory. Let's tell that to the approximately 100 million people in America who believe the end of the world is coming. Furthermore, the character of Jesus being a literary and astrological hybrid is most explicitly a plagiarization of the Egyptian sun god Horus. For example, inscribed about 3,500 years ago on the walls at the Temple of Luxor in Egypt are images of the Annunciation, the miracle conception, the birth, and the adoration of Horus. The images begin with Thoth announcing to the virgin Isis that she will conceive Horus, then Neph, the Holy Ghost, impregnating the virgin, and then the virgin birth and the adoration. This is exactly the story of Jesus' miracle conception. In fact, the literary similarities between the Egyptian religion and the Christian religion are staggering. And the plagiarism is continuous. The story of Noah and Noah's Ark is taken directly from tradition. The concept of the Great Flood is ubiquitous throughout the ancient world, with over 200 cited claims in different periods and times. However, one need look no further for a pre-Christian source than the Epic of Gilgamesh, written in 2600 BC. This story talks of a great flood commanded by God, an ark with saved animals upon it, and even the release and return of a dove, all held in common with the biblical story, among many other similarities. And then there is the plagiarized story of Moses. Upon Moses' birth, it is said that he was placed in a reed basket and set adrift in a river in order to avoid infanticide. He was later rescued by a daughter of royalty and raised by her as a prince. This baby in a basket story was lifted directly from the myth of Sargon of Akkad of around 2250 BC. Sargon was born, placed in a reed basket in order to avoid infanticide, and set adrift in a river. He was in turn rescued and raised by Aki, a royal midwife. Furthermore, Moses is known as the lawgiver, the giver of the Ten Commandments, the Mosaic Law. However, the idea of a law being passed from God to a prophet up on a mountain is also a very old motif. Moses is just another lawgiver in a long line of lawgivers in mythological history. In India, Manu was the great lawgiver. In Crete, Minos ascended Mount Dicta, where Zeus gave him the sacred laws. While in Egypt, there was Mises, who carried stone tablets and upon them the laws of God were written. Manu, Minos, Mises, Moses. And as far as the Ten Commandments, they are taken outright from spell 125 in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. What the Book of the Dead phrased, "I have not stolen," became "thou shalt not steal." "I have not killed" became "thou shalt not kill." "I have not told lies" became "thou shalt not bear false witness," and so forth. In fact, the Egyptian religion is likely the primary foundational basis for the Judeo-Christian theology. Baptism, afterlife, final judgment, virgin birth, death and resurrection, crucifixion, the Ark of the Covenant, circumcision, saviors, Holy Communion, Great Flood, Easter, Christmas, Passover, and many, many more are all attributes of Egyptian ideas long predating Christianity and Judaism. Justin Martyr, one of the first Christian historians and defenders, wrote, "When we say that he, Jesus Christ, our teacher, was produced without sexual union, was crucified and died and rose again and ascended into heaven, we propound nothing different from what you believe regarding those who you esteem sons of Jupiter." In a different writing, Justin Martyr said, He was born of a virgin. Accept this in common with what you believe of Perseus. It's obvious that Justin and other early Christians knew how similar Christianity was to the pagan religions. However, Justin had a solution. As far as he was concerned, the devil did it. The devil had the foresight to come before Christ and create his characteristics in the pagan world.
Fundamentalist Christianity, fascinating. These people actually believe the world is 12,000 years old. I swear to God. I actually asked one of these guys, okay, dinosaur fossils. He says, dinosaur fossils? God put those here to test our faith.
212-209-2950. Yeah, that's a pretty funny bit, but I'm not sure the language is good for the radio. God put the dinosaur fossils here to test our face. But that's it, Kathy. What we're looking at is Zeitgeist, the movie. That's the film that you're hearing clips from this afternoon. And we want you to go ahead and make your phone call while we discuss this. 212-209-2950. It's a $55 pledge this afternoon for your copy of this film. And it's questioning. It questions beliefs that we have long held, ideas that we haven't thought maybe to look into. What you heard from that clip is that many of the tenets that we hold dear in our own Christian religion seem to have originated in Egypt. Now, that's certainly a story I've heard before.
It most certainly is, and I think that it is most likely to be true that all these religions took aspects of the older one, the more ancient, probably connected to the beginning of this whole mythology. But what's really interesting, what I thought about is like, well, how did they get away with that? Because obviously at some point people knew that, you know, okay, well, they knew the old information. And then I realized, well, maybe that was the function of the Crusades. That was the function of the really strict Catholic and Christian tenets where they would, you know, burn people at the stake and you know, all that kind of stuff, forcing people to accept their version of this story. And I think it's really important to understand it as we look at the world that we're in right now. You know, it's like we are living in a world in which we're cut off from perhaps the history of humanity, and we have to wonder why. It's because it's the mechanism for controlling our lives. This is a very important DVD because it allows us to at least begin to ask these questions. Well, where does this come from, and why do I believe in it? 212-209-2950. It looks like we have a number of callers on the line, but we have folks standing by to take your call. Now would be the perfect time for you to join WBAI and call and make a pledge. We're only asking for a $55 pledge for this DVD. It is an amazing award-winning film, and it really covers. It's a documentary created by Peter Joseph, and it gives some really important ideas about the myths that we hold dear to be the true story of Christianity. Well, maybe, you know, there's more there than we think. 212-209-2950. And if not WBAI, who's going to ask these questions? It's not going to happen in your neighborhood church, is it? 212-209-2950.
How dare you, madam. That's the phone number to call. Folks, we do have open lines. We have a room full of volunteers this afternoon. We need to put those folks to work, all of them. I want to see all of these lines lit up and every one of those volunteers with a phone in their hand. I was just back there, and they were lollygagging and they were playing tiddlywinks and that sort of thing. We want them to go to work. That means you have to make that phone call. 212-209-2950 is the phone number. The pledge is just $55. We're also offering you all three of the Zeitgeist films for a pledge of $130. You can get Zeitgeist the movie, which is what you've been hearing clips from. You can get Zeitgeist Addendum and Zeitgeist Moving Forward. But to do that, you've got to call in and pledge your support. Just a $55 pledge to WBAI to empower us to continue to ask these questions. And Kathy, these are hard questions. This is not a discussion that I want to have with my grandmother or with my aunts. They will look at me like I'm half stupid. They don't want to hear this, but I am curious. I want to know where these ideas came from. If indeed this is true, I'm at least willing to investigate. And I know that if I sat down with my aunts, with my father's six sisters, and said anything, like, they might revert to my childhood and hit me. I mean, it's possible I would get sent outside to get a switch. It's quite possible. And I would have to do it because that's how I was trained.
Right.
For myself, I'm curious about this myself. I'm curious about the knowledge, and I am a person who simply can't accept what's fed to me. I have to ask another question. 212-209-2950. You can also ask this question. You can get a copy of this DVD. Take a look at it for yourself. Zeitgeist, the movie, updated completely for 2010. It challenges our widely held beliefs.
212-209-2950. And, you know, it's really interesting. You could take it either way. I mean, you could take it as a non-believer and say, aha, see, they didn't tell me the truth. Or you could take it as a believer and say, all right, I want to find the source of this truth.
Yes.
So it's not like we're making a judgment one way or the other, but it's really important to look at these issues so that we can have a full understanding, so that we can be our minds can be open, and we can really look and be discerning and decide what the truth is, what we really want to believe or not, or if we want to know just culturally what happened to historically to move this story from very ancient cultures into, you know, the era of the Greeks and the Romans, and then Romans on to the Christianity, and Christianity on to, well, what, the domination of the world?
I was
212-209-2950. But these are very, very important questions. The number to call, 212-209-2950. It's only a $55 pledge for this award-winning DVD, Zeitgeist. And this is the updated version of the original movie. We also have a 3-DVD set we can offer. Is that what it is? 3 versions of, and each of the movies are different, of the Zeitgeist series, and you can pledge $130 for those 3 movies.
That's
by
right.
Calling 212-209-2950.
We have 7 lines open, Kathy. I said I wanted all of those volunteers to have a phone in their hand. That means we need to get 7 more people onto the line now. It's just a $55 pledge this afternoon, folks, but your money goes to support WBAI. That pledge of support makes such a difference to us. We, the staff here, appreciate it so much when you take the time out of your day to pick up that phone and dial 212-209-2950 and make that pledge of support. It keeps us here. It empowers us. I love this job so much. I love what we stand for at Pacifica. I love this station. I really understand the importance of having just one little voice in the media that can ask the tough questions, that is willing to, has the courage to be on the airwaves and to challenge whatever looks funky in the news. And that
and
our audience expects this of us, and a lot of it does. I remember seeing Superman fly on TV too. 212-209-2950. We only got 1 call, folks. That means we need 6 more of you to join that person and pledge your support this afternoon as well at the $55 level. For a pledge of $130, we will send you out all 3 of the Zeitgeist films. That is Zeitgeist the Movie, Zeitgeist Addendum, and Zeitgeist Moving Forward, which was just released earlier this year and is a fantastic anti-capitalist film. 212-209-2950. 5 more people, Kathy. We got to get 5 more people.
We can do that. We have the space there. We have the volunteers standing by. And your support is so important to this radio station. You're supporting the programs that you hear throughout the week, that you would be listening to at this time, the Coldwell Chronicle with Earl Coldwell. He'll be back next week. But we need for you to show him the love now. Show him how much you care about this radio station by making your phone call. 212-209-2950.
And beyond that, Kathy, we don't want Earl to come back and think that we have misused his space. We got to have a good showing for ourselves today.
I know.
This is Earl Coldwell territory, and guess what? Earl does pretty well on these Friday afternoons, so we certainly have to have our game stepped up, and that means getting those calls from you. There are 2 more of those calls. We need 3 more of you now to call in and pledge your support at 212-209-2950. Make that phone call, pledge your support to WBAI. We're going to go in and move to another clip from the film anyway. We're going to look at another subject. This film doesn't just look at religion. It also looks at other subjects. One of them is 9/11. Just on Sunday night, it was announced to us that the president gave the kill order for Osama bin Laden, dumped his body at sea, and now the crime is also, the story yesterday was, Kathy, or part of the story was, that they're now dropping all charges against Osama bin Laden.
Speechless.
So was I when I heard the story. They're dropping
all
charges.
Speechless.
Well, I guess there's no further need to investigate now, is there? Because there's no charges. He's not charged with anything. So what would we have to look into?
Well, because if we investigated, we might find out that he wasn't the source of the problem in the first place.
Man, you're quick.
Well, I'm not, actually.
212-209-2950. Here is a look at some of this film, Zeitgeist, and some of the story from 9/11.
As if a demolition team set off when you see the old demolition to these old buildings.
It looks like one of those scenes of an old building being purposely dynamited and blown up.
Anybody who's ever watched a building being demolished on purpose knows that if you're going to do this, you have to get at the under infrastructure of a building and bring it down.
The way the structure is collapsing, this was the result of something that was planned. It's not accidental that the first tower just happened to collapse and then the second tower just happened to collapse in exactly the same way. How they accomplished this, we don't know.
The building collapsed to dust. You don't find a desk. You don't find a chair. You don't find a telephone, a computer. The biggest piece of a telephone I found was half of the keypad, and it was about this big.
What happened to the concrete?
The concrete was pulverized from river to river. There was dust powder 2-3 inches thick. The concrete was just pulverized.
Reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
If they had detonated,
yes,
they were planned to take down our building.
Boom,
boom, boom, boom,
boom.
I heard a second explosion.
There was a heavy-duty explosion.
Then there was secondary explosions and then the subsequent collapses.
An explosion blew and it knocked everybody over.
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
It sounded like gunfire. Bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
And we heard a big explosion coming down.
And then the entire top of the building just blew up.
We saw some kind of explosion.
By the force of the explosions.
Big explosion. Blew it back into the eighth floor.
Then we get to the lobby with this big explosion.
The lobby looked as though a bomb had exploded there.
A huge explosion now raining debris.
It's been a huge explosion.
Huge explosion that we all heard and felt.
We just witnessed some kind of follow-up explosion.
We heard a very loud blast explosion.
That is another bomb going off. He thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building. Planted in the building.
And this is a clip in a film where we have a reader on the screen, and it talks about the 9/11 myth, which says that 19 hijackers directed by Osama bin Laden took over four airplanes, commercial jets, and flew them into buildings, and that the resulting impact caused those buildings to pancake, to fall in pancake fashion, while the plane that hit the Pentagon vaporized up on impact, as did the plane that crashed into Shanksville. The 9/11 Commission found that there were no warnings for this act of terrorism, while multiple government failures prevented adequate defense.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that they would try to use an airplane as a missile, a hijacked airplane as a missile.
Nobody in our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government that could envision flying airplanes into buildings.
No specific threat involving really a domestic operation or involving what happened, obviously, the city's airliner and so forth.
There were no warning signs that I'm aware of.
USA Today reports that in the 2 years before the attacks on September the 11th, NORAD conducted exercises using hijacked airliners as weapons. And one target was the World Trade Center.
In confidential documents from the Philippines obtained by CNN, the plan was clear. He will board any American commercial aircraft, control its cockpit, and dive it at the CIA headquarters. Other buildings targeted the Pentagon and the World Trade Center.
The Federal Aviation Administration received 52 warnings about Al-Qaeda in the 6 months before 9/11 and did not apparently heed them.
The Pentagon reportedly does not want the public to hear next week's Senate testimony about the former secret intelligence unit known as Able Danger.
And it identified Mohammed Atta and three other 9/11 terrorists as members of an Al-Qaeda cell in Brooklyn, New York, more than a year before the attacks.
We found two of the three cells which conducted the 9/11 attacks.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who was the first member of Able Danger to go public, has now been told in writing by the Defense Intelligence Agency that he can't speak to members of Congress or their staff without prior approval.
This is an attempt to prevent the American people from knowing the facts about how we could have prevented 9/11, and people are covering it up today.
Security and counterterrorism was blinking red, in the words of George Tenet, that the warnings of an imminent attack were so severe that something dramatic should have been done. It was unparalleled. Instead, our president went on a month-long vacation.
The head of Pakistani intelligence at the ISI, Mahmoud Ahmed, requested Omar Sheikh to wire $100,000 to Mohammed Atta, who was the lead hijacker.
Did hijacker Mohammed Atta received wire transfers via Pakistan? The man sending the money to Atta is believed to be Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh.
Omar Sheikh admitted he was supported by the Pakistan government's intelligence service, the ISI.
As hard as this is to believe, that two of the alleged terrorists involved in what happened on Tuesday may have attended schools run by the U.S. military.
Evidence was also apparently planted. The passport of one of the hijackers on Flight 11 was allegedly found in the rubble.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
The 9/11 hijackers are alive and well. That's according to the chief of Japan's Democratic Party, who says 9/11 is a hoax.
Several of these 19 men are still alive.
(212) 209-2950 is the phone number to call. Several of those 19 men accused of being involved in that crime that day are still alive. Here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to get back to this clip, but we had to interrupt it because we have just 5 minutes left in this hour, and we have to get to our goal. What we need to do for this hour is to raise about another, I don't know if we can do that much. Let's do $1,500, I think, Kathy, before the end of this hour. If we get folks calling in, pledging for the entire pack, that is all three of the Zeitgeist films, at a pledge level of $130, we can certainly get there. Make your call. This is Zeitgeist the movie. Again, we're revisiting this because of the story of Osama bin Laden that we were given on Sunday night, the story that is apparently malleable, that keeps changing and with new details and new facts, actually. Funny how new facts can come out a few days later. Mm-hmm. And as the story continues to change, I continue to question what is said from the top of this country. I have to. This film questions the status quo. It's why we decided to present it to you this afternoon. So now we want to get you onto the phone lines. Once again, we got a good flurry last time. We got all of those volunteers put to work. We need to do that one more time. We need to raise $1,500 in this final 5 minutes of the hour. 212-209-2950 is the phone number that you're going to call to make your pledge. You can get Zeitgeist the movie for a pledge of $55, or you can get all three of the Zeitgeist films for your pledge of $130. Believe me, they are enlightening. Believe me, they will challenge some of your beliefs. And believe me, you will sit down with your friends and watch them over and over. 212-209-2950.
That's right, and this particular part of the of this DVD of this program is called All the World's a Stage. And it's amazing, this DVD, it goes into the greatest story ever sold, which was the first part we heard a clip from, which talks about questions religion. Now we're moving forward into the modern age, and it talks about what's going on in not in our world, but the consequences. We're still living the consequences of what happened on September 11th as far as our civil liberties are concerned. But this part two uses integral footage of several 9/11 conspiracy theory films to claim that the September 11th attacks were either orchestrated or allowed to happen by elements within the United States government in order to generate mass fear, initiate and justify the war on terror, provide a pretext for the curtailment of civil liberties, and produce economic gain. These claims include that the U.S. government had advanced knowledge about the attacks, the response of the military deliberately let the planes reach their targets, and the World Center buildings 1, 2, and 7 underwent a controlled demolition. So this is what part two is presenting. And really, what is this movie doing? It's debunking the staged presentation of a story, and with that story being molded as if it were the truth. And so what this film does is it goes down underneath the story that's being sold to us through the mainstream media and begins to pull it apart by asking very real questions, and it gives us an opportunity to see how we've been manipulated by the governments that run this world, by the media that seem to be in service to the governments. And we don't know necessarily who's really in charge here. We don't really know. It's doubtful to me that the actual president has ever really been in charge. And things seem to be being run by some other cabal.
I always ask the question, why is it that for my entire lifetime Henry Kissinger has been at the White House? My entire lifetime. How does it that no matter what president is elected, he's somehow involved in our government? 212-209-2950.
That's a very interesting question.
Absolutely. 212-209-2950. We have plenty of lines open. That doesn't get us to our goal, folks. We're trying to raise another $1,500 in this final 5 minutes of this hour before we move on to the final hour of the program. That means we need to hear from you. The pledge is $55 for the film Zeitgeist the Movie. It's going to challenge you, but it's going to educate you at the same time. Can we get another five of you onto the lines before this final 2 minutes, before we go to a station break at the top of the hour? I believe that we can, but we really need to hear from you. Make those phone calls. Make your voices heard. And tell this government, send a message to them that we are going to continue to ask questions, that we're not going to accept what they tell us on its face, and that we will not be sheeple. When I saw those people out in the streets, Kathy, cheering, and out in front of the White House, and also down here up the street from us, I was in shock. I mean, I can't believe that people are, I don't know what to say about it. I better not say what I was thinking, but I was shocked. At this stage of the game, that so many of us, you're reminded when
Well, you know, it's interesting. It may be why they needed to change the complexion of the White House, because, so that people would be moving and trying to accept government for a different reason, maybe figuring, oh, you know, this is my family in the White House, or I can relate to this person in the White House, when really, though, it's still the same puppeteers behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Pulling the strings.
212-209-2950. We're about to go to a break, folks. We're just about at the top of the hour. We asked for five more callers. We got three of them. We need two more of you to join those people and pledge your support as well. Make your voices heard. Two more of you pledging at the $130 level to receive all three of the Zeitgeist films. Just ask for the Zeitgeist pack, and they will give you all three of the films. We'll ship those out to you as soon as we can get them to you. 212-209-2950. You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. What you're doing at the moment, though, is supporting WBAI New York. Thank you for that call. Let's get one more person to do that as well and pledge your support to WBAI. 212-209-2950.
Like many of you, like many Americans, I have felt frustrated and betrayed by the state of the mainstream media in this country, a media whose priorities seem out of step with their responsibilities. We need a media that strengthens democracy, not a media that strengthens the government. We need a media that enriches public discourse, not one that enriches corporations.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and this is WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Saddam Hussein. I mean, bin Laden. He's.
In the early 1980s, bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states.
January 2001, the Bush administration orders the FBI and intelligence agencies to back off investigations involving the bin Laden family, including two of Osama bin Laden's relatives, who were living, guess where, in Falls Church, Virginia, right next to CIA headquarters.
When he was already America's most wanted criminal, he reportedly spent 2 weeks in the American hospital in Dubai, was treated by an American doctor, and visited by the local CIA agent.
We have not seen one piece of evidence that links Osama bin Laden directly to the planning stages of September 11th.
This failure to provide proof was later said to be unnecessary because bin Laden, in a video allegedly found in Afghanistan, admitted responsibility for the attacks.
In 1976, Osama's older brother Salim bin Laden hired a man in Texas by the name of Jim Bath to handle all the investments in the United States for the bin Laden family. Jim Bath also happens to be a personal, almost lifelong friend and former Air National Guard pilot with George W. Bush. The connections between the Bushes and the bin Ladens become much more clear when George Herbert Walker Bush made trips to Saudi Arabia in 1998 and 2000 to meet with the bin Laden family on behalf of a company called the Carlyle Group.
How could anyone fly a 60-ton, 125-foot-wide, 44-foot-tall plane through this obstacle course?
The aircraft, before striking the Pentagon, reportedly executed a 270-degree downward spiral. And yet Hani Hanyur was known as a terrible pilot who could not safely fly even a small plane.
No seats, no luggage, no bodies. Nothing but bricks and limestone.
The official explanation is that the intense heat from the jet fuel vaporized the entire plane. Flight 77 had two Rolls-Royce engines made of steel and titanium alloy and weighed 6 tons each. It is scientifically impossible, but 12 tons of steel and titanium was vaporized by jet fuel.
We're also told that the bodies were able to be identified either by their fingerprints or by the DNA. So what kind of fire can vaporize aluminum and tempered steel and yet leave human bodies intact?
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand.
Shortly after the strike, government agents picked up debris and carried it off. The entire lawn was covered with dirt and gravel so that any remaining forensic evidence was literally covered up. The videos from security cameras, which would show what really hit the Pentagon, were immediately confiscated by agents of the FBI, and the Department of Justice has to this day refused to release them. If these videos would prove that the Pentagon was really hit by a 757, most of us would assume the government would release them.
It looks like there's nothing there except for a hole in the ground.
Basically, that's right. The only thing you could see from where we were was a big gouge in the earth and some broken trees. We could see some people working, walking around in the area, but from where we could see, there wasn't much left.
Any large pieces of debris at all?
No, there was nothing that you could distinguish that a plane had crashed there.
The FBI and the state police here have confirmed that they have cordoned off a second area about 6 to 8 miles away from the crater here. This is apparently another debris site. Why would debris be located 6 miles away? Could it have blown that far away? Seems highly unlikely.
Pancake theory, according to which the fires, while not melting the steel, heated it up sufficiently to cause the floors weakened by the airplane strikes to break loose from the steel columns. And this started a chain reaction.
So you would expect then from that theory, which is the official theory, to see a whole stack of floors piled up on top of each other and then a spindle of core columns standing too.
The core of each of the twin towers consisted of 47 massive steel columns. If the floors had broken loose from them, these columns would have still been sticking up into the air 1,000 feet.
The plane did not cut all those core columns.
We designed the buildings to take the impact of the Boeing 707 hitting the building at any location.
The building probably could sustain multiple impacts of jetliners.
That the plane flew straight into the building.
Right.
So you're saying that the building was actually designed to cope with a hole like that and
right.
then still survive?
Yeah, it was.
If you had dropped, say, a billiard ball from the top of the World Trade Center, 110 floors up there, it would have taken 8 to 10 seconds to hit the ground, encountering no resistance whatsoever.
The Twin Towers came down in nearly free-fall speed. 200,000 tons of steel shatters and explodes outwards over 500 feet.
This means that floors shattered at an average rate of about 10 floors per second.
There is no scenario for a pancake effect of buildings falling that allows them to fall at the rate of free fall.
Now what can do that? What can move mass out of the way? Explosives. Forty-seven huge steel columns going up the core. They're interconnected. How do you get them to fail simultaneously so the core disappeared? It looks like those core columns were cut.
The way we do this is by cutting the beam at an angle.
I started looking at the molten metal. All three buildings, both towers, in the rubble, in the basement areas, and building 7, there's these pools of molten metal.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel.
Like a little
molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Like lava.
The molten steel was found 3, 4, and 5 weeks later, when the rubble was being removed. He said that molten steel was also found underneath World Trade Center 7.
So I'm looking through the official reports. What do they say about the molten metal? They say nothing. But wait a minute. This is important evidence. So where did that come from? Thermite is so hot that it'll just cut through steel, through structural steel, for example, like a knife through butter. The products are molten iron and aluminum oxide, which goes off primarily as a dust. You know those enormous dust clouds? You can imagine when you assemble these chemicals on a large scale.
So, Professor Niels Harrit, you examined the rubble that came from the World Trade Center. What did you find in it?
Well, in there we find remains of what we characterize as a thermitic material. And this is a very energetic material which can be used either for melting iron or it can be designed as an explosive. The evidence for controlled demolition is overwhelming. I've told you that the thermite reaction produced molten iron. Molten iron was in pools of molten iron under in the rubble. And the point is that the thermite kept on reacting. This was a bitch's brew of thermite chemistry.
Molten metal pools under both towers after they collapsed and Building 7. Now, Building 7 wasn't even hit by a jet.
Part of the problem is that most people simply don't know much about Building 7 due to the extraordinary secrecy surrounding this collapse.
212-209-2950. The extraordinary secrecy surrounding Building 7. And indeed, Kathy, most people don't remember still to this day that three towers, not two towers, went down that day. Building 7, 47 stories, steel girded building, went down, and it was not hit by an airplane, but it collapsed in on its own footprint at almost free fall speed. And we can't figure out why, because it didn't get hit by a plane. The 9/11 Commission report leaves that building out. It doesn't even mention it. How is that possible? If you're doing an investigation of the event, why would you leave out one of the buildings? Or is that to propagandize folks into remembering just the two that were hit by planes?
I think that has a lot to do with it. It has a lot to do with spin, controlling the media, controlling what people think. And remember, at this point, you know, we were heading at maximum speed towards war, and I'm sure that they didn't want any questions that were going to hold up that particular agenda. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. You're listening to Zeitgeist, the movie. It's an award-winning documentary, and this is part two of the documentary, which is talking about all the world's a stage, and it really does go into the many questions on the September 11th attack. Because remember, that was a very pivotal point in changing the world. We were at the, before this occurred, we were talking about the peace dividend. You know, Russia had, you know, had fallen, as it were, as it was being described. You know, communism was not the great scourge anymore. And so something else had to be created in order to keep the money rolling, keep the powers engaged. And so we went out of, communism went out of style, and terrorism became all the rage for the warmongers. And this was, so all of our lives were manipulated at this point. And that's why, you know, that's the context that's being told in this Zeitgeist movie. It started out with the greatest story ever sold, which goes to the origins of our belief system. And then it moves to this period, this modern period for September 11th, and then again, it goes to show how we were manipulated, our lives were manipulated, and the world was changed, because remember, we had that opportunity back in the, I guess it was like the 90s, and I think it was the 90s, right? What was the year of September 11th?
2001,
right. So it was like the 90s. You know, there was all this opportunity to talk about, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to go into space? Are we going to, you know, so everybody was looking for ways to make the world better. And it wasn't just the planes that were hijacked. Our entire reality was hijacked. And we were moved into this world of fear and pain and contortion and attack. And when we look at the real happenings behind the scenes of this attack, this World Trade Center attack, the attack on the Pentagon, you know, if we really look at the questions, we begin to realize that this was a very messy affair. This was not as it was portrayed. 212-209-2950. Only two callers on the line right now. And we want to get back to this film. We've had very good support this afternoon, but we have to do this again. You know, we're in the second hour. We need to ask you to step up to the plate and make that phone call. It's only a $55 pledge for the movie Zeitgeist. If you want the whole series, the three movies together, it's a pledge of $130.
And we've got to make $3,000 in this hour. Kathy, as we tell our audience, we have a goal for each hour of the program. We need to raise $3,000 during this hour. We start over at the top of the hour. So that means we need your phone calls. Take a look at this film. Take a look at all three of these films. They're really, really, really fantastic. They not only challenge the status quo, but the other two films offer solutions to many of the problems of environment, of finance, of economics. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call. Just a $55 pledge to receive this film, Zeitgeist, the movie. It's been updated. It's been upgraded. It's got new narration. It's got a new script. It's got new images. And it's gone and looked deeper at these, the three situations it covers. The film covers religion first, It then covers the 9/11 event, and then it looks at something that we're going to get into a little later. It asks the question, is there an elite class that kind of runs the wars and the banks to create and manipulate the populations? 212-209-2950 is the phone number that you're going to call. Let's see there, Kathy. We have 1, 2, 3. We have 4 people on the line. Let's get 6 more callers on the line.
That's right.
And
we
make it an
that.
Even 10. And we'll have all of the volunteers working at that point. And that'll help us to get toward our goal. A pledge of just $55. Make your call to 212-209-2950. Ask yourself the questions. I remember very well a couple of years back, Kathy, that a reporter called the FBI, one of the FBI information offices, and said he noticed that Bin Laden's wanted poster did not include 9/11. So he called the FBI and asked, why isn't Bin Laden on wanted for 9/11? And he was told, well, there's no credible evidence connecting Osama bin Laden to 9/11.
That's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
That came out of an FBI office. How is that possible? And yet the story that we've been given, the narrative that they are driving, and nightly on the news, folks, it isn't once or twice. It isn't just when they killed him, allegedly. It is nightly that you hear about 9/11. It is a story that will not go away because they know that they can use it to drive fear into the hearts of the populace.
Again and again, the story keeps getting dragged out. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And this really, I think it's just so important for us to understand how we have been manipulated and how these same forces are going to continue to make that effort to manipulate us. But more and more, we're looking at the TV, we're looking at our